U.S. President George Bush described Benazir Bhutto's assassination as a cowardly act by murderous extremists who are trying to undermine Pakistan's democracy, and he urged the Pakistanis to keep the country on a democratic path. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said the subcontinent has lost an outstanding leader who worked for democracy and reconciliation in her country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who held talks with Ms. Bhutto just hours before she was killed, said he was shocked by the development.
I met with her this morning. I found her to be a very, very brave woman with a clear vision for her own country, for Afghanistan, and for the region. A vision of democracy and prosperity and peace.
Ms. Bhutto was killed in a suicide attack as she left an election rally of her Pakistan's People's Party in the city of Rawalpindi. French President Nicolas Sarkozy called the attack an odious act, and British Foreign Secretary David Miliband urged the Pakistanis to exercise restraint and work for unity. Carl Enderforth, former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs in the Clinton administration, described Ms. Bhutto as a courageous woman.
I attended a small dinner for her in Washington just prior to her return to Pakistan in October, and a good part of that conversation that we had then was about her personal safety, and she was just absolutely determined to go back even though she knew that there were great risks involved.
Enderforth says Ms. Bhutto represented a part of Pakistan's democratic landscape.
She had been twice prime minister, twice removed as prime minister. There were charges of corruption in her administration and with her husband, who was a Pakistani senator. But you cannot look at Pakistan in any fashion without taking the Bhutto family and, of course, Benazir Bhutto into account.
Christine Fair, a Pakistan expert with the RAND Corporation, says when talking about Benazir Bhutto, one has to look at what she represented before her death and what she represents from this day onward. Fair says before her assassination, she wasn't terribly revered, widely respected, or supported.
Quite the contrary. During her two tenures as prime minister, she disgraced herself, both because her husband had become synonymous with corruption and greed, but that she also has numerous court cases scattered across European capitals, as well as in Pakistan on various kinds of corruption charges. Now, the Pakistani charges were dropped.
Fair says with Ms. Bhutto's death, everything has changed.
Now, of course, today she's a martyr. She's a martyr for politics in Pakistan. She's a martyr for women. I mean, women have borne the brunt of the Islamization of Pakistan.
Ms. Bhutto was killed as she campaigned for national elections scheduled January 8th. Fair says Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf needs those elections to be seen as free and fair.
Sort of legitimize what he's done over the last several years, and to provide him political cover to continue on as president with or without his, you know, obviously without his uniform. So I think it's going to be possible now for Musharraf to legitimize himself and his government and what he'd like to do. I think increasingly calls from an expanding number of quarters are going to be demanding that Musharraf go.
That, says Fair, is going to place those countries who have supported Mr. Musharraf, such as the United States, in a bind. Because, in Fair's view, these countries have no plans in place if Pervez Musharraf were to leave the Pakistani political scene. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.